Proverbs 29, verse 1. These are God's words. He who is often rebuked and hardens his neck will suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy. So far, the reading of God's inspired and inerrant word, in which God very mercifully warns us to take seriously the condition of our soul and to take seriously when his word corrects us. Because if we don't take these things seriously, if we're not responding to God with soft hearts, then there's coming a day, and it may come at the point of your death, in which you didn't know that you were about to leave the world, but you were, and the opportunity for repentance has gone that way. And you don't know how often God's word is going to come and address you and correct you, call you to repentance, call you to faith in Christ. What you do know is that is what the Lord uses when he's giving repentance and when he's giving faith. And especially when the Holy Spirit brings conviction, you know that that is part of what the Lord does when he's giving you repentance and giving you faith. And if you don't, as they used to say, close with Christ, if you don't lay hold with him and take the instruction of his word to heart, you may find that as your heart hardens, you are bringing yourself to the point of no return, in which the Lord will say of you personally, like he said of Ephraim, for instance, when he was exiling Israel, let him alone to himself. And there's a great danger, because we don't deserve to hear the word of God. We don't deserve for the Holy Spirit to prick our conscience and make it strike home in our heart. And the only way to get what you don't deserve is in Jesus Christ, faith in him. So when you hear from the Bible things that address sins that you are prone to commit in your mind, your desires, your motivations, your speech, your actions, seek from God that his Spirit would give you grace to be soft-hearted and determined to actually change, that you would not be a hearer only and go away to your destruction, but that you would follow up on what you heard in the Word of God, what you saw in the mirror of his Word, as the Scripture calls it. The Lord very merciful here to give this warning, and we need to take it to heart. He who is often rebuked and hardens his neck will suddenly be destroyed. Don't think that you can go for a while without taking it seriously. You'll get serious later when you're no longer a kid or no longer an adolescent, or when you're not so in love with your sin later as you are now, as if someone can become less in love with his sin over time. You will never have a better opportunity to turn from a sin than when God's word comes and rebukes you, or someone comes in his providence and rebukes you according to his word. Amen. Let's pray. Our Father, we know that it should go without saying that we should take your word seriously and that we should be soft-hearted. But we do tell ourselves lies, and we are often unresponsive to what you tell us. And we put ourselves in this danger of being destroyed suddenly and without remedy. And so we thank you for your kindness to come near us as a family this evening in this particular verse. And we pray that you'd come near to each one by your Spirit, and give softness of heart to reflect upon what are the things from your word that each one of us most needs to respond to. Give us to respond, O Lord. We thank you that this is the very word that has shown Christ to us, that we might have hope for sinners with him as our hope. And so give us to turn from our sin, and give us to rest upon him, we ask in his name. Amen.